This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Several times to tell me he likes Mariah Carey and we need to lay off her and her popular song All I Want for Christmas. So there you go. My name's Kate Delaney. It is freezing in so many parts of this country. 10 below is what it feels like at the mothership in Minnesota, where I am broadcasting from in our satellite facility. It is a balmy 55 degrees, although normally it would be a little bit warmer, but I'm not going to go there with all of you as I am in Florida. So snow, storm, chaos, cold, you name it, it has absolutely hit big parts of the United States. And the thing that happened to so many people is power outages, temperatures falling within a half an hour, 20, 30 degrees. I mean, temperatures fell 68 degrees in an extreme plunge in Denver. I have a lot of friends that live in Denver, and all they want for Christmas is more layers. I mean, seriously, that is crazy. This is that once-in-a-generation weather front that we've been talking about for days. In the great state of Texas, I know there's plenty of people listening there. I lived there for a big chunk of my life. It was a big thing last year when the power went out because people died. So high winds, single digit temps pushing through Texas. Thousands of electricity customers had no power mid-morning on Thursday. Tens of thousands of outages reported. Not good news, because it's like trauma to the people that live there when they hear that the electricity is gone, right? So the high winds and the ice take power lines down unless they're underground. So you're going to have that kind of thing happen, and it is happening not just in Texas. How many flights have been canceled? You ready for this number? 9,000 flights. Let me say it again. Not 900, 9,000 flights canceled. Travelers are stranded in airports across the U.S. New York, Kentucky, Missouri, Oklahoma, Georgia, North Carolina, all calling states of emergency. The Chicago and Denver that I just mentioned, airports the worst affected by the travel chaos ahead of Christmas. Chicago under a winter storm warning until 6 a.m. on Saturday. 3 to 6 inches of snow predicted there. Midwest and plains getting slammed with heavy snow. East Coast getting pummeled with freezing rain. So the damaging winds, the freezing rain, the bitter cold, it is nasty. Welcome to Christmas 2022. You saw a lot of those highway signs all over the place saying winter storm warning until Saturday 6 a.m., which I just mentioned there. And boy, some of the video that I saw, it was crazy. And, of course, there have been accidents all over the place. there was a bad collision on Interstate 135, and there was a 16-year-old who was traveling on that interstate after 9 p.m., veering off the highway, overturning into a ditch, and other incidents like that have been reported, especially on that road, because the visibility, part of it is the visibility thing, and you're just hanging on, white-knuckling it, so to speak, and trying to get from point A to point B. And listen, people knew, I mean, there were big warnings about this, but you still have to do what you have to do. You know, you still have to get, there are a lot of people that still had to get to work. Work was not called off. In Colorado, the governor there activated 100 National Guard members to help with what they call extreme cold weather ops across the state. In Connecticut, we've got a ton of listeners there. I hear you. I've read the emails. Governor Lamont said that the state is activating its severe cold weather protocol in response to this below zero wind chills over this weekend. And it starts on Friday night and remains in effect until midday next Monday. In the great state of Georgia, there's a state of emergency there because of the historic low temperatures. In Missouri, an executive order was signed to activate the emergency operations plan to prepare for the extreme cold. So you get it. Pick a state, and I can tell you. And this is what has to happen, because there has to be resources when people are trapped. And like I said, the storm chaos, pretty rough for people trying to travel to get to whatever destination to celebrate the holidays with their family. I mean, look, it's one of the busiest holiday travel seasons in more than 20 years, and it's created these treacherous conditions because of the weather front. And, you know, here's what happens. You get stuck where you are, and there's no planes, there's no options. Other people have been rerouted. Look, the Transportation Security Administration said this is going to be one of the two busiest days of the season at the airport, and we certainly knew that. It's close to pre-pandemic levels. So when you hear that there are all these delays and cancellations in these airports, and you look at a board and all you see is cancel, 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 and then you hear about the stranded drivers on Interstate 90 east of Rapid City, South Dakota. You know, they can't start the car. Something happens. Then it can become life-threatening. They're traveling, and then something happens. And they've said already in Rapid City about 100 different types of vehicles were, you know, had been trapped. And so they were helping transfer the people to local motels and shelters that had cots, because what are they going to do? Freeze to death in these cars, you know? And when you look at 112 million people expected to travel more than 50 or more miles from home between December 23rd and January 2nd, that's AAA, that's a lot of people. Even Amtrak suspended service on some of their trains through Sunday because they know they can't get through. And they're doing it in an abundance of caution. When they looked at the railroads, the emergency managers, the weather forecast, all of that, it just was not worth it to do that. So be careful, for goodness sake, if you are traveling. And if you're stuck, boy, I hope you had a backup plan, because a couple of people emailed me about that they did have backup plans. All right, odds and ends, some other things that happened during the day, including, is the government going to stay open? Ooh, we got that for you next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, we're going to talk some odds and ends here on the show as we get closer to Christmas, just a handful of days away. There was the concern about what was going to happen with the bill to fund the government. So we're going to talk about that. And coming up, a conversation with Gavin Hogarth in the UK. Interesting what Gavin talks about in his book. He's been... he's had epilepsy since he was 15 years old, and you know, people don't know how to deal with people when they see somebody having a seizure. And he talks really bluntly about, here's the things you can do to help, and here's how someone who has epilepsy can have a much more normal life. He went from the couch to living his life, and he has such a wicked sense of humor. And then we have a conversation with Len Cooley too, as well, who talks about his wife and his loss of a child right after they were born, and how many people deal with that, and why it's significant, you know, during Christmas. And I think her message is so, so powerful. So as we often highlight authors, here's a couple of them that I wanted to put in for Christmas in talking about some serious things that I know people deal with. This is something that could affect all of us. Of course it could, because we pay taxes. So these are the people that represent us. The Senate adopted a roughly, give or take, $1.7 trillion bill on Thursday that would fund the government through most of 2023. So it did avert a shutdown in the final days of the year. And it there was big, long, stalled appropriations bills known as omnibus. That's what it's called. But it'll provide $773 billion for domestic programs and more than $850 billion for the military, covering expenses through 2023. So then that concludes at the end of September. It was bipartisan, 68-29 vote passed. And they pass off the measure for debate in the House, which they'll act before the deadline on Friday. So there you have it. You look at what's in the bill and how much goes where and how much for Homeland Security and how much for the legislative branch and how much for transportation, HUD, and related agencies like that, and where are the biggest, what are the biggest chunks of the budget? And of course, defense would be, you know, would be a big chunk of it. $797.7 billion, which is an increase of over $69 billion from 2022. And then labor and education, that's $207.4 billion, so that's up. And veteran affairs, always a big one. Military construction, $152.2 billion. That's up over $26 billion, numbers that are not shocking or surprising to me. But just some of where the money is going, right? So that's one thing, and that's a good thing, because otherwise then people panic, or people who work for the government are kind of in limbo, and then it's all of the in-betweens, the ins and outs of what happens. And it is about, it is about that tug of war over whatever the special interests are in the smaller things. I say smaller because the big chunks I just gave you that are also jammed in there, and that's obviously a big part of it and a big part of what stalls often the negotiations. So it's good that it went through. Otherwise, it wreaks havoc with everything. And those were the big chunks that were going to, I think, kick in, and it wasn't going to be a problem. I mean, let's put it that way. All right, something else that's happening besides everybody's talking about the weather, right? It's always the common denominator. Who has power? What's happening? How cold is it? It's going to be one of the coldest Christmases on record that we know of. And hopefully the people that are stranded find a way in these next couple of days to be able to get somewhere. How about this? Poor little rich baby. The crypto creep. I just can't forget that headline. And I'm talking about SBK. Sam Bankman-Fried was released on $250 million bail. He's going to live with his parents in their $4 million house. So that's what's going to happen. He was extradited from the Bahamas to Westchester County in New York on Wednesday night, very, very late, after all these crazy, chaotic court hearings. Why do you care? Because people talk about crypto, and this FTX was a major, major collapse. And some say it was just his personal piggy bank, and we'll see what happens as it plays out in court. It just certainly does not look good for him. He could be in prison for the rest of his life. In a different way, it reminds me of Bernie Madoff, and he is the former crypto billionaire. So he is wearing an electronic monitoring bracelet. He's submitted to mental health counseling. He's had to restrict himself travel-wise between the Northern District of California and the Southern Eastern Districts of New York. Strict supervision following his release to his parents' home. So, you know, both of his parents, they're Stanford law professors. They were in the courtroom. He had two U.S. Marshals with him, too. He was in ankle shackles. But then they traded that in for that monitor I mentioned in the courtroom. So, it's interesting. He's barred from opening any new lines of credit of more than 1,000 while he waits trial over what federal regulators are calling a brazen fraud at his bankrupt crypto empire. They're saying epic proportions. And of course, he claimed he was down to a mere 100,000, where he was once the head of a $32 billion crypto empire. Oh, how they fall. But it still has to play out, and then what happens, you know, from there. There were so many famous endorsers, like Kevin O'Leary, one of the famous sharks. He put money into it. He was a big endorser of it. Tom Brady, Tom Brady's ex-wife, Gisele Bündchen, and there were many, many others who became the face of those commercials. So That also was the sidebar of this. That do famous people pull ordinary people into whatever it is, whatever they're hawking? And of course, FTX, just massive fire, just boom, it's done. Egg prices. In my neighborhood, there are people that have chickens. I mean, there are people that you don't even realize it. I had a neighbor that knocked on the door and said, hey, we have more eggs than we need. Do you eat eggs? Of course I do. Here, gave me a whole bunch of them. Egg prices, if you're in the store, are hitting record crazy amounts. Wholesale prices of Midwest large eggs, $5.36 a dozen in December, right? So you're shopping around, you're in the supermarket, it's more than 30% from January of the beginning of the year, January 2022, to December. That's big, 30%. And, you know, it's a staple, right? Most people, maybe there's people that don't eat eggs. How many things have eggs in it? How many things are you making that have eggs in it? Eggs are a staple for most people. And that's a way to, usually it's a cheaper way to feed families too. So with eggs getting more costly, some supermarkets are selling more organic eggs that are less expensive. I said, I know that there are a lot of people getting chickens and just getting their own eggs. More than 40 million, but here's the thing that's scary, because this is the other part of it, is this infection, this outbreak, the avian flu outbreak, and that's threatening the egg-laying chickens. So more than 40 million have died in this current outbreak. That would mean that the supply of chickens falls more than 5%, and that will send those prices higher. That's a big, big part of the problem, and they especially have gotten higher and higher in the last couple of months. And this is something that obviously they've got to deal with, and they're struggling with it, and they're trying to figure out how to improve it, how to head it off and not end up in that situation where you see just how high that number becomes, which is not, it's not palatable for most people to pay that much for eggs and to just watch it keep going up and up and see that surge again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Tough, right? Coming up next, we take you to the UK for that conversation that I mentioned with Gavin Hogarth.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. Burglars in Tacoma, Washington, vandalized 3 power stations on Christmas morning, leaving approximately 14,000 households without power. No suspects were taken into custody. Buffalo is dealing with the brunt of a historic blizzard. Governor Kathy Hochul said 12 people died from the snowstorm. A winter storm warning remains in effect for the western New York City. Another 7 to 14 inches of snow are possible. Vladimir Putin could be willing to negotiate peace with Ukraine. He made the remarks on Russian media Sunday. This comes after a deadly attack that Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky called, quote, absolute evil. Gas prices have nudged slightly. AAA says the nationwide average stands at $3.10. The only place topping $5 per gallon is in Hawaii. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
By this man. We met a couple of years ago and we talked about one of his previous books. He's on book number 3, and I like this book because it's the continuing journey of his life, but also of what we do not know about epilepsy unless we've been affected by it somehow. And the name of his book is called Epilepsy, Live or Die. He's in the UK. Gavin Hogarth joins us. And Gavin told me off the air something that I want all of you to process before we go to him. 1 in 26 people with epilepsy, 1 in 26. So it's not the number that we hear with cancer, but to me, it's a very, very big number. Gavin, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
And it's so good to see you. Feeling good, it looks like, and doing what you do, informing the world about epilepsy. And that's your goal, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt, yes.
And this book is book 3. And I love how it's just so simple. You put it simply, live or die. And you have to deal with epilepsy. You have to treat it. And there are people that try to ignore some of the signs, aren't there?
There are, but I don't believe that's the right thing to do. That leads to something like, how can this happen to me type thing. And I don't believe that's right at all. I think you should just pick yourself up and get on with your life. And that way you can enjoy it a little bit more.
And has that been your story? Because you were diagnosed at 15 and you've now lived with it for 30 years.
Well, it took me a while to get up with it. I was just sat on the couch, just watching telly all the time, and then gained the confidence, well, it's not my fault, let's get up and get on with life. And that's what I've been doing since then. I started writing the books, and I thought, well, while you're writing the books, you might as well put photographs inside of each time you fell over to show people. Because if you have a black eye and you say, oh yes, I fell over and had a black eye, that's not really understandable. But if you can show the picture of that actual instance, it helps show just the power of the epilepsy and what it can do to the normal person.
And what do you think are the biggest, and which is wonderful that you showed that, you're right, it's powerful, the images. What do you think is the biggest misconception about epilepsy?
Well, as I say, with only 1 in 26 people having epilepsy, people don't really realize what it is. They think you're either, say, on drugs or drunk, or you do it, it's your own fault. People just don't understand what is actually happening at the time, or then what to do to assist or how to help.
Right. And so what can people, and this is so important, and you talk about this, every time I've talked to you, you talk about this. What can people do to help somebody who's trying to live their life, frankly, and not sit on the couch and be out there and be in the world? What can they do when they see somebody having an attack?
Well, funny enough, I've been assisted by the likes of somebody stopped recently and got out of the car to come and help me at the side of the road. And it wasn't a doctor or a nurse, it was a vet. She got out of the car and come over and started helping me and looking after me. And it wasn't a doctor or a nurse, it was a vet. I've never known that before, but at least she knew what to do.
Yeah. And that had to make you feel good. And what did she do and what can other people do?
Well, as I say, just to put something soft under my head, she did, and stayed with me and talked to me gently while I was coming out. Because, of course, you can be very, let's say, combative almost, because you don't know where you are, why you're down on the floor, why somebody's touching you. You might take offense to that. So if you're just talking gently to the person and reassuring them type thing.
And what do you do, you know, you take medications, we talked about this. What do you do to help fight epilepsy? What have you done, and what will people learn about in the book that you talk about?
Well, over the years, my doctor always asked me to try test medication. But because my epilepsy cannot be cured, it's not in one part of my brain. It's all over the brain that's firing at the same time. So he asked me to take test medication, try it out sort of thing. And I said, well, yeah. And he said, well, it won't help you, but it might help other people if you tell me the side effects. So I thought, well, okay, why not? So I started that out for a while. And then he's just tried over the years to change my medication to try and help me.
And does the frequency, because I think this is something people don't understand either. And again, we're speaking with Gavin Hogarth, and his book is Epilepsy, Live or Die. Does the frequency change of how often you can have an epileptic attack?
Definitely. I mean, when I've had my medication changed, sometimes it can just stop completely. For no apparent reason, it'll just stop completely.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, as soon as your body's found that way around that new tablet, it'll just start up again. And once it starts up again, it won't stop.
Wow. So once it starts up again, it won't stop. But it's so interesting and wonderful that you've had the instances of where it has stopped, which again goes to not ignoring and to continue to work on, okay, what can I do to battle epilepsy? What is there available? Because that's obviously made a huge difference in your in your life. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, this new book?
Well, both to either enjoy the book, which I hope they would do, or just to gain as much information and knowledge about epilepsy as possible, type of thing. As I say, it just needs to be told to as many people as possible.
It does need to be told. And one thing about you, you have a wonderful sense of humor. And I think the humor with Gavin has made such a big difference. And you can see that. And that's why he said, I mean, you'll enjoy the book. The book, he has his humor that runs throughout the book. And I certainly saw that in the first couple of books. And in this book, Live or Die, I love that what Gavin also has done, and he said this, is showing you what it's like, showing you the pictures of his injuries when it happens, and being able to have that humor. And Gavin, that's what I was just telling the listeners, that your humor is the thing that I think is wonderful, and I believe that is part of what's carried you through and got you off the couch. How important is humor to your life?
Well, that's what I've always put the epilepsy down to. If you can't live with it properly and you're just going to blame yourself, that's just going to lead to a high amount of depression. While if you can use humour and have a good laugh at yourself, and I mean, those photographs that I've got in my books, it's just like looking at each photo and saying, oh, this is definitely better than the last time that you injured yourself. And just enjoy it for no reason whatsoever, apart from that way you can just really have a good laugh at yourself.
Yeah, and you always do that. And you're entertaining to talk to. There's absolutely no question about it. What is your greatest wish that you would like to see happen in the world of epilepsy, and for what people can know, the awareness, raising the roof on it, because there's other diseases or things that people talk about. And I think we don't talk about epilepsy enough, do you?
Well, no, I don't. I joined an Instagram page, and there's a lot of people all over the world that we all talk to each other. It's only a couple every now and again, but then it'll change. And we all give each other information and help support each other and things like that. But say that's four people you're talking to, it's not really enough, and they all have epilepsy at the same time. But at least you're giving a little bit of information out, but it's two people with epilepsy. Well, it really needs to get spread a little bit more than that.
Right, and that's what we want to see with this book. Please go and get Gavin's book, Live or Die, Epilepsy, Live or Die, and you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. How important has your family been and friends for support?
Oh, I wouldn't manage without them, to be honest. I just wouldn't be able to manage it myself without friends and family assistance for when it's needed.
And because they know what to do and they can go places with you and feel comfortable.
Well, that's it again, yes.
Right. And that's the point of the book. And if you read the book, then you definitely learn that. What can you do? And it's the simple things. Look at the vet helping Gavin. What a wonderful story. There's no reason that any of us, if we see that, instead of turning our back or panicking, why not help? And the more we know, the better we all get, and the more involved we can get in this fight. Gavin Hogarth, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Hey
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us. His wife wrote a book. It's so interesting, and it's, I think, something that a lot of people are dealing with, and what a gift this is. His wife, Beth Ann Cooley, passed away, but she wrote a book called A Christmas with Jeffrey, and she talks about the loss of, you know, their baby infant, and I think so many people grapple with this and don't know where to turn, don't talk about it, and again, I think this is an incredible gift that she's left. Len, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
So what made you decide, hey, I need more people to know about this. I need to get this out there because, as I said, you know, obviously this was something that was so emotional for both of you, but did you realize how much it was for her?
No, I never did. I knew that she missed Jeffrey, but I never realized how much she missed him.
And in finding and reading the words and going through all that, what was that like for you?
It was really heart-wrenching. It was, I never knew that she was dealing with this so much. It was, Jeffrey had been gone almost 36 years, and I never knew that she was still missing him, even though we had other children. It was really odd to read to begin with, but it was really I don't even know how to explain it. It was because I never read the book when she first wrote it. She wouldn't allow me to. So I never read it until after she passed away.
And then you read it, and it had to be so revealing to you.
Oh, it was, and it was so emotional. As a matter of fact, our other children that we have can't even get through the book.
Wow.
They've read part of it. One of them has gone halfway through, and he said, "I just can't read anymore, Dad." He said, "I never realized that Mom was dealing with this like this. She never said anything to anybody."
Yeah. And we don't want to tell everyone everything that's in the book, but give us a little piece of a sense of something that Beth reveals in the book.
Well, she revealed it for 36 years, she said a prayer every night about spending a day with our first child that died. And I never knew that she did that. And it was really hard to read. As her husband, I just never knew she was dealing with this. She never told anybody that she was dealing with this like this.
Wow. And we know that there's, as I said, there's so many people that deal with it, but you just don't know the emotions. They don't turn to people. And that's why I think it's just such an incredible gift. What do you hope people take away from reading the book, Christmas with Jeffrey?
I hope that they take away the fact that when someone loses a child, that they realize that it's such an emotional and God, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just people deal with this all the time, and I think it's one of those things that you sit back and you say, well, yeah, you know, it was really sad that he died so young. And but from her perspective, it was like he died over and over again every day until she had her moment with Jeffrey.
Yeah, and again, the book is called Christmas with Jeffrey. Beth Ann Cooley wrote it. Len is with us, her husband, talking about it. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble. What do you think Beth would think of you talking about it? I think she would be thrilled that more people will know what it's like.
Yeah, it was interesting when she wrote the book in 2014. She never let anybody read it. And then one day she revealed it to a friend of hers, a female friend of hers, and she told her, she said, Beth Ann, she says, you really need to allow other people to read this. She says, this opens so much to people that have lost children and to realize the emotion that somebody goes through. And then for this to have ended the way that the book has done and everything, so you really need to, this is a gift that people need to read. And she said no, she wouldn't let anybody read it except this one person. And it has been sitting on a computer all these years, since 2014. And when, after Beth Ann died last year, I finally decided I was going to read it. I wanted to see what the book was about. And I read it, and I talked to some pastor friends of mine and everything, and they said, you really need to let people read this. I understand that your wife didn't want it out there and everything, but people need to know that when you lose a child, it's not something that goes away. It's no matter how many other children you have in your life or anything, it's not something that just goes away. It's just there constantly. And it's really strange because Beth Ann was a doctor, and she dealt with people all the time that lost their husbands or their wives or, you know, even children, but not as infants, because she worked with adult medicine. And I just couldn't believe the emotions that she has been going through for 36 years when she finally wrote this book. And it was interesting because what happened was she went to sleep one Christmas Eve, and she woke up Christmas Day, and she said that, she said, I'll be out in just a few minutes. And she wrote this book completely one Christmas morning after having this epiphany.
Wow. And again, I think it is truly a gift to so many people. Christmas with Jeffrey, get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Len, thanks for sharing Beth Ann's story.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me about it.
Wow. So thinking about this, I think so powerful what Len has said, and that the fact that, you know, she wrote it on Christmas and you think about it, it was one of those days. And she says that in her book as a doctor. I mean, here she is a doctor and this happens. And as Len said, they have other children, but talking about what that was like, the loss and how it can just never. And she talks about it in the book. It can never be replaced, that loss, that feeling. And it just feels like, in her own words, she says, it's a period of time when the world feels wrong, a place of lost love. And she goes on to say, it's a time when I feel compelled to go out and look for what is missing, only I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for. I just know it's gone from my life. Again, an incredible story of loss, and what a big share for so, so many people who have to deal with that on their own. So thanks to Len for sharing the story of Beth Ann, A Christmas with Jeffrey, and for all of you listening to this show.
Oh, we were kings of old River, bearing gifts and travel so far, hills and valleys.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books, Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.